By ship, truck, and plane, tons of relief supplies are headed for the earthquake and tsunami-wrecked coasts along the Indian Ocean. In 12 countries, workers are tending to the injured, burying the dead, and struggling to provide food and clean water. Today, the United States stepped up its pledge of aid to $350 million, a tenfold increase. One of the hardest-hit areas was the province of Aceh in Indonesia. Relief workers and journalists are starting to reach remote areas there, and they're returning with stories of unimaginable destruction. Estimates now put the death toll in Aceh alone at more than 80,000. NPR's Michael Sullivan has just flown into Banda Aceh, the provincial capital. He describes what the city looked like from the air.
I saw a city that was completely different from the city that I saw here when I was last here about 3 years ago. I mean, half the city, it looked like to me, was completely just leveled. And there were parts of the coastline that had odd shapes compared to what I remember before. I mean, I think that the tsunami and the earthquake actually took some of the coastline and just rearranged it with the force. So it was pretty amazing coming and seeing what was happening on the ground there. It was something I really didn't expect to see. You don't expect to see a coastline changed like that.
It's now 6 days after the earthquake and the tsunami. And are you seeing signs of any progress? I know you just arrived, but do things seem to be assuming any sort of coherent shape there in Banda Aceh in terms of relief, in terms of people getting streets cleared, anything like that?
A little bit. In terms of relief, not a lot. I mean, not what I saw coming in. I know that there are a great many organizations that have supplies stocked up in airports in surrounding areas that they're trying to get in here, and the problem is they just can't get it in here. A Western diplomat who didn't want to be named, who's here right now, said there's just lots of aid that's ready to be delivered here, but due to some bureaucratic snafu here on the ground in Indonesia, it just wasn't getting in. And there's frustration on the part of the international community, and there's definitely frustration on the part of the people here, because they're running short of food. They're running short of gasoline. There's long lines at the few gas stations that I saw open today. And most importantly, they're running very, very short of water.
The red tape that you're talking about, what seems to be the problem there? I mean, what would prevent a group from just taking the stuff out of the airport and starting to distribute it?
Well, first they'd have to get it to the airport, and just getting some of the charters in here, I gather, is difficult. That's number one. And then getting the trucks and the drivers and the gasoline to actually bring things into town, that would be another. And then, you know, some of the outlying areas are the areas that are hardest hit, and the problem with trying to get aid to those areas is that, you know, many of the bridges are washed out and many of the roads are just impassable. And I think that's a problem, too. So I think you have all these factors. And then I saw some Indonesian officials saying today that one of the problems that they were having was they were having trouble finding drivers to drive the stuff to where it needs to be, because these drivers were busy trying to take care of their own families first before they started to help with the relief effort.
In the capital there, in Banda Aceh, what's happening with bodies? Are they still trying to identify the corpses, or are they doing mass burials, or both?
I think it's getting a little late for the former. I mean, it's getting a little difficult to identify the bodies that remain unburied, and there are many bodies that remain unburied here. I mean, the stench is pretty bad almost everywhere you go in the city, and you can see bodies. So there are efforts to try to get things together here, but they're slow. They don't appear to be very well coordinated at all, and I think that's what the people on the ground, the locals here, are complaining about, that there's no organization. And I think that's what the international aid groups and some of the diplomats are complaining about, that there's no coordination at a national level here in Indonesia to make this happen.
NPR's Michael Sullivan talking with us from Banda Aceh, the provincial capital of Aceh, on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.